Yo, 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 what up? It's your boy Colby Mack, and this is the Colby Told Me podcast. Yo, whenever I want to, a damn did I mean it, deep dive with the Mack himself, where I get to amplify my movie reviews for your listening pleasure. Would you please consider giving your boy a follow? I'm on all the socials at Colby Told Me on Twitter and Instagram, and sometimes I'm on Facebook at Colby Mack. Welcome, welcome, welcome back. This is episode 15. And since we're just throwing at the wall, yo, if that isn't the best description of dialogue usage of a film so far this year, I don't know what is. This is your non-spoiler review for Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, civilizations of all ages, two ancient titans, Godzilla and Kong, clash in an epic battle as humans unravel their intertwined origins and connection to Skull Island's mysteries. IMDb, good job on you. That's not bad. The latest in the franchise, produced by Legendary Pictures and Warner Brothers, is exactly what I expected it to be. And I have to ask myself, like, compatriots, compadres, folks who do what I do, what are we expecting from films like this? Not just Godzilla films or Kong films, but blockbuster films of this ilk, right? Where it's going to be so much VFX and CG, big monster. Like, this is not trying to save cinema for me. I'm not expecting this to go out and win Oscars in writing. Like, I truly want good CG, big smash-up battles, lots of destruction, a very small human story with some dramatic, emotional pathos, and then let it all come together in the end that kind of tugs at my heartstrings and somebody getting punched out. And I don't care if that's in a Fast and Franchise movie. I don't care if that's inside of a Bond movie. I don't care if that's inside of a whatever movie. But like the big stuff, we're not trying to reinvent the wheel. This ain't rocket science. This is filmmaking. And I think having this film come out in the springtime and based off of the numbers, and when I was in the theater, hashtag Kobe does Dolby, I think this hit exactly what people were looking for. Now don't get me wrong. Adam Wingard, I think with the film language, there's nothing significantly special about this film that he's trying to do that may have been different than what we've got in other entries. Like, I think that in this latest iteration of like what people are calling the Monsterverse, the standard still seems to be what Gareth Edwards did in Godzilla, right? I think aesthetically, there seemed to be, well, you know, it's crazy because with Godzilla Minus One, it seemed to deliver on the CG, shout outs to its Oscar nomination and win, right? With some great drama, both from a monster movie standpoint and like a human dramatic component. And I think the Gareth Edwards Godzilla came close. And if I were ranking those films, it probably still is like, it holds the number one spot. Yo, but for real, Godzilla X Kong, it's not that far off. Now, shout out to my guy, Max Vincent, up in Quebec, right? Like, does this film look as pretty as some of the other ones in the franchise? Maybe not. Like, if we're taking still shots and frames, yo, my guy, I think you're correct. I think that this may not have as much impressive single frames as, like, what we, even though, like, I really dislike King of Monsters, there's some really good shots. And we get so many, like, great monsters that, like, stand alone, it looks really dope. Right? This was missing that. I would say in some other areas of the production design, this seemed like it was the most in computer, right? Where the tangible production was kind of put to the wayside because we spent a bulk of this film inside a hollow earth. Like just how imaginative it is to be able to take this space in between, you know, the earth, and it's so vast and so uncharted. And I will say inside of a particular kind of like temple area in Hollow Earth, that looked cool. May not have looked as tangible as some other things that we've had before, but like, I'm not mad at it. I think the imagination of it is really dope. And I honestly, like, if there was, granted, I don't know what the rights are. Like, there's a Kong ride at Universal, but I don't know what the Godzilla part. But if there's like a Hollow Earth dive ride, that'd be really cool at Universal. Don't steal my idea, but just like give me some credit for it if you listen to this podcast. I do wish that, like, alongside with how decent the movie looks, that the score was able to kind of bolster it, because it's kind of indistinct. Like, if this had like the composer of like Black Adam, like that score goes so much harder than the movie, that would be great. You know, like there is the classic Godzilla theme, and I'm surprised that it doesn't have a spin on it to kind of have inside of the MonsterVerse. And I remember how it was played with inside of Godzilla Minus One. And I don't really know if I know off the top of my head if there's a Kong score, but nothing that was presented inside this film really stuck out to be like, ooh, that was cool. I guess similarly, the cinematography, nothing spectacular. The editing can always be tightened in films like this. I mean, it's almost 2 hours. Did they need to be? Nah, because bulk of the second act is where you get your exposition. It's like, and the thing is, it's so necessary, but you just wish it was executed in a way that was like more dynamic and really added to the drama between our human and monster characters. Like, this film is better than King of Monsters because the human component is still small, but it still is the thing that drives the story, but it relies heavily on just like think of like a cutscene in a video game, that narration, it's required to kind of fill in space and just be like, huh? Once again, back to that line of dialogue from Dan Stevens, and shout out to this guy for just having fun in this film. His character's name is Trapper, and literally there's a point in this film where it's like, well, since we're just throwing at the wall, that's what this movie is, at least narratively. Like, it's very contrived. Of course, it's about, you know, kaiju-sized monsters and all this other stuff. So, like, I believe in this world. I'm not going to sit here and, like, tear it to shreds because it doesn't make sound logic. It's make-believe. It's Godzilla. Like, this towering, you know, reptilian creature and King Kong. And I think one of the biggest things that does turn me off is, like, the size scaling. Because if we remember, like, the Gareth Edwards Godzilla, this dude was towering over skyscrapers. And then, like, he gets smaller and bigger. Like, there's at one point inside this film, and it's not really a spoiler, but, like, he's curled up inside of the Colosseum. The Colosseum is not that big. The Roman Colosseum. But I digress. Of course, the writing is always going to be leaving much to be desired. And I don't remember a lick of anything. Well, of course, I remember in this movie. But, like, anything beforehand, don't remember it. Don't remember names. I remember small plot details, but like there's this monster, there's that monster, there's fighting, there's cities being destroyed. And like, that's all I really need. Like, I believe in these characters. And honestly, I like Kong so much more in this film than in the last one. I feel like he was along for the ride. It was much more of a Godzilla film. And I feel like with Godzilla X Kong, Kong is our protagonist. Like, there's so much that he's doing just with like his facial expressions where it's a pretty good performance. Like, it'd be great if it like was mocap or something like that, because like I can believe everything that he's doing without words. His connection to the human counterpart, his connection to feeling a sense of loss and being alone inside of a brand new world in Hollow Earth. And, you know, somehow like there's this understandable beef between Kong and Godzilla. They don't step on each other's territories, but of course they're, you know, they gotta team up. And you just hope that there's a threat that really makes it interesting and really makes it warranted that they do it instead of fighting each other. And I honestly thought that that was believable. A little unbelievable exactly why this threat is here and all those different things, but that's the contrived part. But that's not what you're going to the movies for, at least general audiences. We want to see Kong punch things. We want to see Godzilla bite things. And I just love how, like, unchill Godzilla is. Like, all he does is show up to throw hands the entire movie. My dude is just about that action, and it's great. And of course, we see this like kind of spoiled in the trailer and stuff like that, but Kong gets a little upgrade and it's fun. And the human characters, honestly, of the entire franchise, they're just having a good time. Rebecca Hall is Rebecca Hall. Don't remember her name. I call her Doctor. She's got a daughter. I guess she was in the previous film. Once again, can't remember a lick of that. I do remember Dan Stevens being in the film prior. Don't remember which one. Probably was Skull Island. No, wasn't it Tom Hiddleston? You see what I'm saying? It's all blurring together. But shout out to Brian Tyree Henry. He played Can't remember a guy's name. That's exactly what I mean. But it's Bernie. There we go. He's a podcaster like me. He's hype. He's giving flavor that feels familiar because this is what I try to be able to do to tell you to watch reviews, except it's on conspiracy, you know, monster stuff. And like, yeah, like that's that. And then there's Monarch, which I've not caught that Monarch show on Apple TV Plus. Maybe at some point I need to. I doubt that there's any through line that's kind of connecting these in any way. At least I'm unaware of. But yeah, so you believe all this stuff. You believe these characters. You believe the conflict. And like, there's decades of history with the Eastern stories of Godzilla and the different stories of Kong that's come out. And you know, Kong has, he doesn't have a kid in this, but like, there's a little mini Kong and his name is Suko. And he's so fun. He's feisty and he's helpful. And the antagonist to Kong is the Scar King. And you see him in the trailer and he's got like this kind of bone tail thing. And he's badass. He looks cool. And like, honestly, I think it works. I really, really do think it works. Like, it is not doing anything great narratively, like at all. But I believe it. Was I moved in the end? No, but I believe it. And I want more. I want more. I want more Kong. I want more Godzilla. The human stuff, like, it's okay. Like, I don't know. Let me tell you something. If we could be able to take the human drama from Godzilla Minus One and marry it to like the big bad assery that we have generally with inside these films, I think we'd have perfect monster movies. But I mean, Godzilla X Kong, it may not have been perfect, but I think it's an epic 2v2 kind of monstrous proportion mashup. And there's more Titans fighting. There's more city smash. This movie is fully aware it's throwing shit at the wall and it tries to see what sticks. And I think that makes for a great time in the movies. It's big, dumb, popcorn fun. This is what you go to the movies for, and it leaves you wanting more. What more can you ask? They call me Toby Raiden for Godzilla X Kong. We got the X. Like, is it the next one going to be like Godzilla Y Kong or Z? I don't know. But they call me Toby Raiden for Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire. It's a 7 out of 10. This is directed by Adam Wingard. It is written by Tara Rossio, Simon Barrett, Jeremy Slater. It is starring Rebecca Hall, Brian Tyree Henry, Dan Stevens, Kaylee Hoddle, Alex Ferns, Fala Chen, and Rachel House. It is now playing in theaters everywhere. Well, that'll do it for this one. Can't wait to get you the next one. Until then, like, subscribe, comment, and share. Thanks for rocking with me. And remember, when they ask you where you heard it from, tell them Colby told you. Peace.